It is time for sports. Time to bring in Mike Cossey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How is Florida?
Beautiful.
Of course, it's beautiful. It's beautiful all the time. I used to go down there for the entire month of April.
I used to fly there every other month, every other weekend when People's Express was in business.
Yeah, no, I used to take the month of April off and go to Florida. That stopped when we started the radio station. That's when I worked for somebody else and I had secured 4 weeks of vacation.
I figured an airline had real good fares, and I bought up four trips. So trip one is over, three more to go.
Yeah, People's Express, when I moved to Maine, I lived in Maine for 1 year. God, that
they used to fly to Portland.
Yeah, I used to hate living in Maine. But the great thing about living in Maine, I'd get on a 707 at Bradley International Airport.
$19?
And I'd land in Portland about 25 minutes later. And I'd rent a car for, and that's the way I used to come back home every weekend to Connecticut to visit my mother, because at $38 a week to go back and forth, and it was just a great thing. But the major airlines put People's Express out of business.
$78 round trip to West Palm Beach.
Yeah, it was an amazing, and when you took it, did they roll up and down the aisle collecting
the
cash?
Yeah, with the cart, and you paid on the thing.
That's right.
You came in, you sat wherever you wanted. They gave you a sticker. You sat down, then they came down and you paid.
That's exactly right. It was just like being on a bus. But I'll never forget when I made my first reservation. And she said, okay, that's going to be a round trip, $38. So I said to her, $38, is this a prop plane? She goes, no, it's a jet.
Oh, it was the best, man.
Yeah, it was.
I used to tell my parents I was going down the shore for the weekend and go to Florida.
Yeah. No, unbelievable. Freddie Laker did that in England as well.
Right, yeah.
He made airfare possible for everybody. I mean, you know, I forget, you could fly coast to coast on People's Express, and I think it was like round trip, $200 and some odd.
I was less than that. I think it was like 138.
It was something crazy.
Like
it was
$69 to Los Angeles.
Yeah, it was something really crazy. And of course, there was no advance reservations. You got there, and if you got there in time, you got on the plane. If you didn't, well, you didn't. But that.
What my wife used to do. She used to get on the plane and roll the dice, because a lot of times they'd ask you to get off.
That's right.
If they ask you to get off, they give you a free trip. Not that it was expensive, but she used to do that. She used to do the same thing. She'd head down the shore and stop at Newark Airport and go on People's Express, and she either wound up in Fort Lauderdale or Belmar, depending on if she got off the plane or not.
Yeah, no, it's you could. They would offer you. You're exactly right. All those things back in the good old days of flying.
Back when things were good.
Yeah. All right. Well, thinking about back when things were good, things were not good last night for the New England Patriots.
They stink. Yeah, I mean, yeah. If Bill Belichick wasn't their coach, they'd probably have two wins.
Yeah. 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 It was.
Fig Newton stinks.
I did not stay up for it, but I saw the highlights this morning, and it was not pretty.
He's his own best press agent. How many rushing touchdowns does he have?
Yeah, probably.
Probably
five,
as many as Bobby Douglas used to have. Remember, Bobby Douglas used to play for the Bears.
Yeah.
He stunk. So does Fig Newton.
Well, anyways, let's see here. What else we have to talk about? I guess we can talk about the upcoming schedule this weekend. Why not? We have to make our picks, so we'll make a pick.
They're pretty easy this weekend. There's three games on there that are pretty easy. Actually, four, I think. I'll tell you the fourth one. I don't have it as one of my picks, but I'll tell you the fourth one. You can go first.
All right. I will go first, and I will start off taking Seattle over the Jets.
That's one.
I'm going to take, let's see here. Boom, 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 boom. Let's see here. New Orleans over Philadelphia.
That's two.
Yeah, and I'm going to take Green Bay over Detroit.
That's three. Told you. There's three easy ones. You got the same ones I got. Seattle, Green Bay, New Orleans. The other one I think, too, is Buffalo over Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was exposed last week against Washington as being a fake team, and people would say, they were 11-0. Good, they were 11-0 against the Sisters of Mercy,
and
Washington exposed it. Now they're playing Buffalo. I think Buffalo beats them up.
And here's the one thing that the Redskins at 5-7 and the Giants at 5-7, it's taken them a while to get there, and it's still a lousy division, and they're not good teams. But both their defenses over the past 4 weeks have been playing incredible against the run. And what happened against Pittsburgh, Washington's defense also, their secondary.
Pittsburgh can't run the ball.
Yeah, they can't
they
run
can't
the ball.
They can't run it. They could play East Westchester High School. They can't run the ball.
So what Washington did was load up in the mid-range and the linebackers and the middle linebackers and really took any passing away that was going to be possible. And they still had a front three that put pressure on Roethlisberger. So
they may not score a touchdown against Buffalo.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
They might get a gimme layup at the end of the game when they're losing by about 28, but this game's going to be a very mismatched game. And I think Cleveland Monday night, too, against Baltimore. Baltimore's been exposed as a fake. They know how to beat Jackson now, and Cleveland's going to beat Baltimore. Baltimore's not going to make the playoffs this year.
Well, the whole thing with a great running quarterback who's got a powerful arm, if you can keep him from getting to the outside, and then you once again you clog the middle, he's got nothing to do but throw. And
he can't throw. Yeah. When you got a quarterback that can do nothing but run, you put 8 in a box and say throw the ball, beat me, and he can't do it. Jackson can't beat you throwing.
How about this? I've been a big fan of Larry Fitzgerald for the Cardinals for a long, long time.
He's a good player.
I always wanted him on the Giants. Oh, this guy is just great. He's just a great.
Why would you want to give the guy a cancer like that?
Because I'm a Giant fan, and I realize how consistent and great of a receiver. You realize that he had this was not known. He had COVID-19. He lost going into this year 19 pounds because of it. Okay, did he miss a game because of it? No, he didn't.
Don't say that too loud. He'll probably get fined.
I know, but he had it earlier in the season, when preseason was on. But still, he lost 19 pounds right before the regular start of the season, and then he didn't have COVID when he played. But for an NFL player, like a receiver especially, to lose 19 pounds and go out there and play the way he played, I mean,
in all parts of life, there's doers and there's fakers. Yeah. He's not a faker. There's a lot of fakers. Yeah. He's not one of them.
And another thing I want to point out, Odell Beckham, I talked about this yesterday, came out with a book saying he didn't have a problem with anything. But the problem he had with the Giants is they weren't putting enough people around Phil Sims. And what I've pointed out numerous times, Eli Manning.
Oh, okay.
What I've pointed out after I read that article and I talked about it on the air, the New York Giants, when they traded him and left him, they won the same amount of games as they won when he was there for 2 years in a row. And now the Giants are better off without him, and they're 5-7, and their coach has got them building for the future. Look at Cleveland. Since Odell Beckham was injured and not playing, what has happened with Cleveland?
He's a legend in his own mind. He is the ultimate cancer.
Cleveland?
He has all the talent in the world.
Yeah.
There's an old saying, you have $1 million arm and a 10-cent brain.
Yeah.
Well, he's got $1 million body and a penny brain.
Yeah, so
we'll go less than a dime.
And so,
if we can go less than a penny, we do that.
Yeah, and Cleveland has been outstanding without him in the lineup. Outstanding.
Yep.
So you
could guess that he's not going to be on Cleveland much longer.
Well, you would if they can dump that contract, I think.
Like P.T. Barnum said, there's a sucker born every minute.
So that's something that nobody's really talked about. Okay, is there any racing this weekend at all?
Yeah, Gulfstream has a couple of stakes this weekend. The sixth race, it's one of the sprints they have. They have a couple $100,000 sprints down there. Let me just get to that. The name of the race, I think, is the Sugar Swirl. Yeah, that's it. The Sugar Swirl. Six horses line up here. The five-horse Cinderbury coming from Parks. Park Shippers have been running real big everywhere else. And being that this horse is trained by Brad Cox and has two bullet works in a row, one at Churchill and one at Palm Meadows, bodes well for this horse. Should get out in front, try to wire the field, and very well could do so. The one-horse Sound Machine is a horse that's going to sit off the pace and try to make a little bit of a move. This horse has four starts at Gulfstream with two wins in 2 seconds. He's 2-for-2. So the James brothers, known as the Ortiz brothers, have a good chance to run 1-2 in what would be a very deflated exacta because of this two of them. Good story I got for you. A couple weeks ago, Ortiz went out west to ride at Del Mar closing weekend, and they were betting him if he was sitting on one of the police horses, the wooden ones. Yeah. They were even betting him if he was sitting on that. They made him a very deflated 1-5 on a horse, which made my head scratch. So I just bet a horse I thought had a shot, didn't even see the odds, and I beat him at 45-1. So thank you, Ortiz. I want to send you a box of flowers for that. So 1-5-5-1 in the sixth. In the eighth race is the My Charmer, mile in the 16th on the turf. A couple horses in here don't look pretty good. One is the 3, Our Baby Ruth. Hasn't run since September, but ran a big race at Kentucky Downs. Horses from Kentucky Downs are running very big everywhere they're going, both Keeneland and Kentucky Downs. So the 3 is a use, and Saez won 6 races last Saturday at Gulfstream. So he's a go-to rider. So far, he's only riding on the weekends. The 5, Lady Lawyer, Chad Brown, another Keeneland, Kentucky Downs shipper. Shows speed at Keeneland, came from off the pace at Kentucky Downs. So this horse is very versatile. And my top play in here is going to be the 6 horse, Medita, trained by Armand Delacour. This horse is coming from Kentucky Downs. After that, ran at Presque Isle on the poly track. Definitely didn't like the track, was bet down that day. So just that race is just a toss. I expect this horse to run pretty decent tomorrow. So 3-5-6 in the 8th race. And then the 10th race is their bigger race of the day. It's the Grade 2 Fort Lauderdale, mile and an eighth on the turf. To me, this looks like a 2-horse speed race. The 2 horses outside, Factor This and Holiday. And I give Holiday the choice here over the 9, so it's 9, 10, 10, 9. Holiday the 10, the choice. This horse is a perfect 3-for-3 over Gulfstream Park, so you don't need more than that to convince me. So 10, 9, 9, 10 in the 10th race with the 10 to win. So those are the couple of races we got this weekend down south.
All right, Mike, we'll check with you on Monday.
You got it. Have a good day.
Take care. Mike Kosy with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.